A growing alternative to fossil fuels is, of course, renewable energy. Solar panel installations are up 40% in the U.S. since this time last year. But when it comes to increasing clean energy, those panels and wind turbines are just the start. Storage allows us to harness and hold on to energy until it's needed. Coal and natural gas are already stored in large quantities, so supplies are steady. Now, new technology in storage makes renewables a viable alternative. To start to understand these advances, I took a tour at Aquion Energy in Pittsburgh. Ted Wiley doesn't look like your typical company vice president. He's young and wearing a casual blue sweater. We're at Aquion Energy's small test facility warehouse near a river in Pittsburgh. Wiley puts on clear safety glasses and leads me down a ramp and into a room that houses the rotary dial press.
It's a 10-ton press, and we use it to press the powders that we make one of the electrodes in our battery with.
The machine isn't really high-tech. Similar models press powder into aspirin. This one spits out black pellets.
Kind of like one of the sides of an Oreo cookie.
With each thump, another electrode is born. That's where energy is stored in the batteries the company produces in their actual factory in a nearby county. So the equipment is ordinary. Even the basic battery technology is like any rechargeable battery, like the one in your phone. But those are mostly lithium-ion batteries. They've been around for decades. But Wiley says they used to be too expensive for common usage. That changed when handheld devices became popular in the early 2000s. Production ramped up and prices dropped. Wiley says that's when the batteries became feasible for larger-scale energy storage. And that's been a game-changer for renewables, like solar.
Before, it was, you know, on the order of 10 or 20x too expensive. Now, it's starting to get to a price point where, in certain instances, it looks reasonable.
Especially in places like California, where solar is a bigger part of the energy mix, and there's just more interest in storing power from the sun. The rush for better lithium-ion batteries has benefited newer technology companies like Aquion. Wiley says Aquion has taken battery technology a step further. Their components are more environmentally friendly. It's a water-based battery, and less expensive to produce than more traditional batteries. Even in Pennsylvania, where there's plentiful and cheap natural gas and coal, and less sun, there's interest in renewable energy storage. It means solar and wind power can be used as backup, for example, during outages, and with a cleaner carbon footprint.
I like to say energy storage is the bacon of the grid because it makes everything better.
Catherine Hamilton is with 38 North Solutions, a clean energy consulting firm in Washington, D.C. She says energy storage is so delicious because it helps make the grid more efficient and reliable. Solar panels capture the energy and batteries hold on to it until it's needed. Hamilton says the federal government helped create a market for renewable storage a couple of years ago. It allowed for compensation of any system that helps the grid in times of need, like during extreme cold or heat when people are using more energy. But Pennsylvania's leading environmental group says the push for solar storage puts the cart before the horse. Penn Future's Evan Endres says solar energy currently comprises less than 1% of the state's energy.
The discussion really needs to be about how we get renewable energy on the system that we have right now.
Endres says when Pennsylvania reaches 12 or 15% solar, and that's going to take some doing, then it makes sense to get more excited about storage. Pittsburgh-based Aquion admits its customer base is currently in sunnier places, like the Caribbean, but they expect other regions will warm up to solar storage in the near future. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Carol Holsoppel.